Exclusive: America First Trump Supporter Seeks to Unseat Florida Democrat Debbie Wasserman Schultz. By Joshua Klein on May 2, 2024. Former Republican congressional candidate Brian E. Lieb has officially entered the 2024 GOP primary in the Sunshine State's 25th District, advocating for fresh leadership in Congress to uphold common sense, Judeo-Christian values, and Trump's America First agenda. He is challenging long-serving Democrat Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz. In an exclusive interview with Breitbart News on Thursday, communications strategist Brian E. Lieb, a senior fellow at the Center for Fundamental Rights and a former Republican congressional candidate, announced his candidacy because we don't need more baby boomers serving in Congress, he said. We need new blood, fresh ideas, and change agents in Congress that represent the next generation of Americans, he stated, not the K Street lobbyists and special interest groups. According to Lieb, like many Americans, he is deeply troubled by the far left's attempts to soil the very Judeo-Christian values that our nation was founded upon. They tear down our statues, they burn down police stations, and they terrorize cities when they don't get what they want, the former executive director of CASPAC, a political action committee focused on combating anti-Semitism in American politics, said, charging that the left is on a warpath against religious freedom, our Constitution, common sense, and the traditional family unit of a father, a man, and a mother, a woman. Emphasizing his dedication to be a strong voice for common sense and Judeo-Christian values while fully backing the America First agenda, Lieb noted that thousands of Americans in Florida's 25th district and millions of Americans support such ideas just as he does. He also expressed his belief that America's best days are yet to come, exclaiming that our nation is worth fighting for. I'm a proven fighter and supporter of President Donald J. Trump's America First agenda, and I have never wavered in supporting the soon-to-be 47th President of the United States of America, he said. Lieb also explained his intention to unseat Democrat Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who has been a member of Congress for more than two decades. When she was getting sworn into office for her first term in 2004, I was graduating high school, he said. While I appreciate Debbie's service to our nation, it's time for new blood in Congress to disrupt the status quo that so many Americans, including myself, are frustrated and angry about. Calling for more change agents in Congress who are dedicated to putting forth common sense ideas and legislation, Lieb asserted that the U.S. needs young Americans in Congress willing to put a love of country before party politics and PAC checks. I will always lead and serve with a love of country above everything else, he declared. Lieb then listed some of the major goals planned for his possible election to Congress. On day one, I will work in a bipartisan manner to carry out the will of the American people that desires to see term limits in Congress. Over 75% of Americans support term limits, so why aren't our representatives in Washington, D.C., carrying out the will of the American people? Serving in Congress shouldn't be a lifetime, and we need more leaders with private sector experience to truly reform our government. Furthermore, I will commit to serving a maximum of 5 2-year terms in the U.S. House of Representatives. He vowed, if elected, to work throughout his time in Congress to support President Trump's America First agenda while focusing on introducing bills and legislation that support our veterans, small businesses, law enforcement, and education. Lieb, who had served as the executive director of Iranian Americans for Liberty, IAL, also insisted he would always be a strong voice willing to stand up to anyone that supports the Islamic Republic of Iran. In addition, he pledged to work to enhance bilateral relations with America's allies around the world, with a special focus on the enduring alliance between America and Israel. There should be zero daylight between our two countries, but that's exactly what the current state of affairs is, due to President Joe Biden, Senator Chuck Schumer, and former Speaker Nancy Pelosi, he said, noting that he maintains outstanding relationships with several members of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's cabinet, as well as leading figures in the Knesset. Lieb has expressed interest in serving on the House committees for Foreign Affairs, Small Business, Veterans Affairs, and Homeland Security. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.